from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
I believe. Our Father everlasting, the all-creating one, God Almighty, and through your Holy Spirit, conceiving Christ the Son, Jesus the Savior, I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. Lord, I believe in the name of Jesus.
healer. Among many other things, but I believe you are the healer. I believe you heal. And you have given us power. You've poured out your power on us. And it's the same power that rose Jesus from the dead. I believe.
Thank you. one thing that I cling to. You are faithful, Jesus, you're true. Where hope is lost, I'll call you Savior. Where pain surrounds, I'll call you Healer. Where silence falls, you'll be the song within my heart.
So hard to crack, that seems impossible. And you have learned you are the ultimate nutcracker. And Lord, you can knock So Lord, I pray that if physical healing is what is required, yes, I pray for physical healing, Lord. But Lord, I pray even more for spiritual healing. I pray for another valley we can have it. I pray for relationships that would be restored. I pray for brokenness that is mended and the captives being set free. I pray that you will do these things out of this world. I pray for humbleness. I just pray for you.
When we have you calling out, it was like it was on like waves, like sound waves, and like it would, I could feel it in my body actually. Like it was just like it was doing something. And Lord God, I just, and thank you that we can cry out to you, that it does something, Lord God. And I praise you and thank you for that. I thank you that you're the one who hears everybody. And that it's not for nothing. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus, that you even gave us the encouragement of blessed are those who have not yet seen and yet believe, and I'm grateful for that as well. And yet, Lord, I just continue to pray to you as well, Jesus, that you would be glorious. Jesus, that you would be eyes of the blind would be opened, and that the ears of the deaf would be unstopped and opened up as well. And I just pray all of this in your
Father song. I have heard so many songs.
was love. You sung it over me and for eternity. It's written on my heart. Heaven's perfect melody.
Officiating the wedding. And the father was there with them, but then he was also over the hoopah, a lot of things at once there, and he was singing over the couple, the bride and the groom. Thank you for your love for us, Father. Oh, just the Father giving His blessing to this marriage. Oh, thank you for your blessing. Your approval of this wedding. Your approval of this match. And singing over us. Say us, it's like the picture is singing over Jesus and his bride together, like singing over the union, singing over the whole marriage and the choice, Jesus' choice. Praise you. Thank you. And just to add, just at the end of the vision, seeing the chuppah, and the chuppah is representing the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit just bringing that covering. So you have the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and then hope, and then us as the bride brought into that, and the unity and the oneness. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit are inviting us in, not to be God, of course, but inviting us into that oneness of love and into the family. Too, if you could just joy. I pray for this revelation for you. Not just the joy on Jesus' face and his love for his bride, but the absolute joy on the Father's face. Absolute joy. Laughter. Just pure joy over this union. Pure joy. There was such joy in singing a blessing over us. Pride, such beautiful fatherly pride and joy.
In that picture, just it was, I kept seeing that it was the Holy Spirit that was the one that was singing over us, just the way that he moves, and just in agreement with that. And then the last part that you shared, joy, just silly seeing at the end of one of the rings there where they're all just laughing and smiling at one another for just because of all the stuff they went through, and then. Mm-hmm. Where they are now back in the shire.
She ends up on this beach and she sees Jesus at distance and he's just sitting watching the water.
The song just kept coming to me this week, and I'll be singing parts of it. All of a sudden, they'll be in my head, and I'm like, "What am I singing?" And I can't even, I don't even know the actual title now. I have to go home and Google it. Oh yeah, this one. But I just think it's just how to do what Candace was just saying. But the chorus is, "I'm so tired that I give my life, knowing I found you, Christ, in your love forever. With all I am, in your grace I stand. The greatest of all romance, love of God, my Savior." I just think, yeah, I just don't agree with Candace. Like, you know, all these things that God is ministering to us, it always comes right back to that hub of, oh Lord, thank you that you love us. Lord, I just love you, and I mean, just all of that.
Thank you. Praise you for your heart for us.